This is JIS News. Coming up, National Security Minister reminds that DNA database will have to be built up over time. Governance thematic working group to help Jamaica achieve Vision 2030 goals, and Cabinet approves a $75 million poverty intervention project. The details after this message. Stay with us.
Energy conservation is important in reducing the country's energy bill. Save energy by replacing incandescent bulbs with LED or compact fluorescent lamps. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
Now the news. National Security Minister Peter Bunting has cautioned that the DNA Act will not be a silver bullet for crime fighting. This says it will take some time for the DNA database to be sufficiently developed in order to link offenders to crimes.
In fact, DNA legislation, what it is going to facilitate is the compulsory collection of DNA samples from suspects and the maintenance of a database of these samples and the profiles that they get from the samples. That is really going to become very valuable after you've built a database that you can compare the samples you may recover from a crime scene against a database. So day one, you will have no database or no substantial database to use it against.
Minister Bunting was speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. The DNA Act is being drafted and is expected to go to Parliament in January. The Act is among several pieces of legislation aimed at tackling crime. Cabinet has approved the allocation of $75 million for the implementation of a short-term poverty intervention project in response to the current economic challenges. The funds will be provided through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, which will have administrative and accounting responsibility for the implementation of the project. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the project will be carried out over the December 2013 to March 2014 period.
The funds will be directed towards the following productive activities: beautification of public spaces, entrepreneurial ventures, and the provision of compassionate grants. Each member of parliament will be allocated $1 million, and they will make their recommendations directly to the permanent secretary in the ministry. The recommendations will be investigated by the ministry's social workers to ensure that the projects are productive, meaningful, and viable.
Minister Kellyer was speaking in Parliament earlier this week. Approximately 3,500 beneficiaries are being targeted for assistance under this specific intervention, and the amount allocated to each beneficiary will be determined by the scope of the projects. The Ministry of Education is to begin working with underperforming high schools to achieve greater mastery of literacy and numeracy. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says in most cases, students at these schools underperform in other subject areas as they progress through the grade levels because they are barely literate and numerate.
Offering grade 7 students 9 and 11 and 13 subjects in grade 7, when most of them are coming in with GSAT averages of 25 and 30, is futile nonsense. So what we have said to them is, look, English and mathematics are what you must get. And if you get those, all other things can be added onto you. But you can't go on as if you have them already when in fact you don't.
Mr. Thwaites adds that the ministry will be working with individual schools to help them design strategies to boost literacy and numeracy skills. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel R. Scott says the recently launched Governance Thematic Working Group will assist the country in achieving outcome number 6 of the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. Outcome number 6 deals with effective governance in the exercising of power and decision-making in the social, economic, political, and administrative management of the country.
The ministry's program, implemented in pursuit of our goal to improve local governance directly, contributed to the achievement of Vision 2030. The Governance Thematic Working Group, liaising with the Justice Thematic Group, can only serve to support and advance the local government reform agenda, as the areas covered include accountability and transparency and citizens' participation in the decision-making process, which we regard as the very heart of our local government reform program.
Minister R. Scott was speaking at the recent launch of the Governance Thematic Working Group. The working group includes representatives from several organizations who will consult on the best strategies to move the country to developed country status. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.